bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, to finish off what we were talking about, Rava Bo, depending on what the Trua is, that's how long the Tkiah has to be. But also limits the Shvorim. Because if a Tkiah is three short kolos, then if you blow a Shvorim three kolos, it's a Tkiah already. So then according to that, a Shvorim has to be less than three kolos. But if the Trua is nine kolos, then you can blow a Shvarim up to eight kolos and still won't be a Tkiah. And, okay, so that's a shear of a Shvarim. And we mentioned that Tosus brings down the Rav Haigon, that the minig of the yeshiva is a riff, that the minig of the yeshivas was to blow 30 kolos before Musaf, and then in Musaf to only blow Tkiah Shvarim Trua Tkiah once for Malchios, Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah once for Zichronos, and Tkiah Trua Tkiah once for, what's it called, for Shofros. And he said the reason is that since there were Yotzei, all the different Sveikas already before, and this was only on the Seder HaBrachos, they... what's it called, didn't want to be matriach the tzibur. So this way, your yotzei with what's it called, the tkiah shvarim through a tkiah. They were yotzei, they wanted to be only yotzei, the sveikas deoraisa. Because that which you need, three separate things, right? The Gemara says that according to one opinion, two of them are derabbanan and one's deoraisa. So in Musaf, they were somach on that. That only one of them is deoraisa. So there were yotzei all the sveikos deoraisa, all the different possible ways, but there only were yotzei one. And that way, the yotzei, the one that's min haTorah. Okay. Before that, there were yotzei all of them. The rabbanon is three times three. So you had to blow three times tkiah shvarim trua, three times tkiah shvarim tkiah, three times tkiah trua tkiah. One last thing, the order. The Mishnah says Trua. The Braisa says Shvarim. It's only Rav Avo that came up with the possibility of Shvarim Trua. Even though the Sfasemis says that he probably had a Tana who also held like that. Didn't make it up on his own. I see he had another Braisa or something. It's only a Braisa. The most it could be is a Braisa that's not mentioned. So why don't we do the first one, Tkiah Trua, Tkiah, which is in the Mishnah. And then at least what's in the Braisa openly, Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah, and only later to do what Rav Avo said, the Shvarim Trua together. Why do we do the opposite order? So some say because Milan Bakodesh, because the Tkiah, other Rabbah, the Tkiah Trua Tkiah is the Iker one in the Mishnah. So we end with that one. We go up from the one that is least, has a least source, which is Tkiah Shvarim Trua Tkiah. I was thinking of a different reason. Because there's a famous word from the Chaim Brisker that once you fulfill a mitzvah, you can't make hiddur after that. Hiddur can only be at the time you're doing the mitzvah. Therefore, he says, if you have an esrig that's mehudr, and an esrig that's not mehudr, but with the evidence for sure kosher, right? So then you take first the mehudr dika esrig, which is a suffix whether it's kosher, and only after that you take the Vade Kosher Esrit. Because if you take the Vade Kosher one first, you can't just take the second one and be Yotzei Hidr. So if Manavshach, if you're Yotzei the first one, it's Kosher, then you're Yotzei with Hidr. And if you're not, then you're Yotzei the second one, which is Vade Kosher. But if you do it the other way around, then the first one you're Yotzei, the second one there's no more Hidr anymore. Hidr could only be the Peshat Samitzvah, Memela. If they blew Tkiah, Trua Tkiah first, that for sure is okay, that's in the Mishnah. So then you couldn't be Mahadar anymore. So they blew Bedavka, the one that's the most Sophic, then the one that's less of a Sophic, and then the one that's Bavi not a Sophic, in order that you could be Yotzei all the other ones first. Okay. Talk of Rishonah, Moshe B'Shniyah B'Kishtayim. You blew the first Tkiah normal length, and you made the last Tkiah double. Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma Teisha Tkios, B'Teisha Shos B'Yom Yotze. If you heard nine Tkios, meaning, Tkios over here means nine Kolos. you heard tkia, then an hour later you heard trua, and an hour later another tkia, or shvarim trua, you yotze. There's no inyan of a hefsik in between. Right? You can be mafsik, whatever, and it's okay. And we learned that there's opinions that say that's only if you're mafsik with something that's not kosher for tkia shofar. But if you're mafsik with another call that's kosher for tkia shofar, then for sure it separates between the two kolos, and then you're not yotze anymore. And we're choshish for that. And if you blew shofar and you're mafsik with a call that's not kosher, l'chol adeyus for a shofar, then you don't have to go back. You can just continue on. And that call in between is not a hefsek. But if you blew a legitimate call between the tkiah and the tree, you blew a shvarim when you weren't supposed to blow a shvarim. So you blew a tkiah and then a legitimate shvarim, or a legitimate other tkiah, then you have to go back to the beginning of the Seder. Tanya no, Mihachi, but Bryson says the same thing. Shoma teisha tkios, v'teisha shos, b'yom yotza. Mites ben the adam ke'echad lo yotza. But if you heard them from nine people at the same time, you're not yotze. Tkia mizeh, tru mizeh, yotze. But if you heard a tkia from this one, a trua from that one, yotze afilu b'seirugin, afilu kol hayom. Even if you heard it one after the other and you was a hefsik gadol between them the whole day, the ayukolayom kulo is okay. Rashi, teisha tkios, truos no mikomer. Tkios doesn't mean nine tkios, it means nine kolos. Tkia, trua, tkia, whatever the trua is. So if you heard nine of them over a period of a whole day with a lot of hefsik in between, you're yotze. Mitisha ben yodim keechod lo yotze, trei koli lo mishtamoi. You're not yotze because you can't hear two kolos at the same time. Kach perush lefi mashakosu b'svarim. That would be what the explanation would be according to what that girsa. V'lav milsahi. L'maisa, that girsa is not a right girsa. Do kimna trei koli mitrei gavri mishtamoi. We said before that a dover chaviv, something that's precious to people, two kolos from two different people, you could hear. So you can hear shofar blowing together with the chatzotros or whatever. V'hachi garsino b'tosefta. Therefore, the right gear, Sarashi says the following. Mitisha b'nei olam ke'echad yotza. If you heard nine tkiyas all at the same time from different people, you yotze. Because trei koli mishtamoi from different people in a dover chaviv. V'afilu b'seirugin, v'afilu koli yom kulo. Not only that, even if you heard them separated with a long hefsek between, you're also yotze. That's the ratio where one person blew a tkiah, one person blew a true at the same time. And if you do have this girsa, then it should be the following way. If you heard from nine different people at the same time, one was blowing a tkiah, one was blowing a trua, even if they're what's it called a hefsik between them, you also yotze. Tosa says that you are gorisid and you're not yotze. Even if you hold trei koli mishtamoi, that's only if one person's blowing, five people are blowing tekiah together, then you can hear them. But if three people are blowing, one a tekiah, one a true, and one a tekiah at the same exact time, you can hear them all, but you're not yotze because they weren't set in order. The tkiah has to come before the trua, and the tkiah after the trua. Here they all came simultaneously, it's not good. Rashi is mashma, but that would be good. Because the ikar is that you shouldn't blow the tkiah after the trua. Or the other trua before the other trua after the tkiah. But if they're simultaneous, that's also called in order. It's the same shaila they have by writing the Shem Hashem, what's it called, in order. The yud has to come before the hey. What if you wrote it all at one time? Four fingers. We have the Gemara in Yuma that says they could do such a thing. It's mashma. That's also called kesidron. As long as it doesn't come out of order, it doesn't have to be consecutive. It has to be at the same time too. Okay. Umi omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that hefsik is not ma'akev? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek. By halal and megillah, shakite ligmaris kula chosel arosh. By halal and megillah, if you were mafsik enough time to finish from beginning to end the entire Halo, or the entire Megillah, then Chozel Rosh, you go back to the beginning. The Hefsek is Ma'akiv. Lo Kasha, Hadideh, Hadar Rabbi. Where Rabbi Yochanan himself held the Hefsek's not Ma'akiv. In the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Yotzedek, there he held it is Ma'akiv. Mar says, Vididei Lo, he doesn't hold that a Hefsek is Ma'akiv. Rav Avoh was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Kori Kriyishma, he's reading Kriyishma. Ki motol the mevuos mitumvasos ishtik. When they came to the mevuos hametunafos, he kept quiet. He stopped saying Kriyishma. Boser the chalif, omer lei mahu ligmar. When they got past those mevuos hametunafos where you couldn't say Kriyishma because there was a reyach ra, whatever. So he asked him, should I can finish or could I have to go back to the beginning? If you were mafsik enough to finish from beginning to end the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. The hefsik is ma'akiv. So the Chori Sir of Yochanan holds that the hefsik is ma'akiv. Hachik omerle. Lididi lo svirali. I don't hold bichlal that hefsik is ma'akiv. Lididoch to sviraloch. You hold that the hefsik is ma'akiv. Im shahisik de ligmaris kula chosel rosh. If you were matzik enough that you could have finished the whole thing from beginning to end, you have to go back to the beginning. Rashi. Im shah b'seirugo k'de ligmaris kula chosel. If you were matzik, you didn't say, you just stopped, and you had enough time that you could have said the whole thing from beginning to end, then you have to go back to the beginning. L'didilo svirali. Masha had sakta. So Rashi learns, he said to him, the two things I don't hold from you. First of all, I hold that you're allowed to continue or say Kriyishma b'mavol samatunafos. You don't have to stop. The Israel Rabbi Yochanan, Meseches Brachos, Hayakori Kriyishma, the Higil and Mavuos Matunafos, Meiniach Yodav al Piva Kori. Come to places that are dirty, you don't have to stop saying Kriyishma. I put your hand over your mouth, and you continue saying it. Velo Svirli Nomi, the Mishum Shoha Yetzorich Lazar. I also don't hold that even if you were mafsik, that you have to go back. So from Rashi's mashma, that if we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could stop as much to say the beginning to the end, and you don't have to go back. There's no such thing as a hefsik. Other Rishonim learn differently. They hold, let's just finish the Rashi, L'didoch the Svirloch, the Atar Cholik, Olai B'Shteim. You argue on both things. The Kivan to Kaboyis, Mahu L'Gomra, Mechlav the Svirloch, Segrugin Ma'ak, the Kriya. Right? Since you asked me whether you have to go back and start again, that you obviously hold that if you were matzik, you have to go back to begin with. Also, you want to know how much is the hefsik. So, according to Rashi, if we pass in Rabbi Yochanan, we pass him, there's no hefsik. That even if you were matzik enough to finish from beginning to end, you don't have to go back. But other Rishonim learn like this. They say that it's because he argued on both things that he said you don't have to go back. But if you hold like either one, you have to go back. Meaning, when don't you have to go back? If you chose to be matzik, just stop. Like Teisha Tzkios. You decided to hear a Tzkia now and then to wait an hour. But what happens if you couldn't hear a Tzkia in between? Because it was usher to continue, like by Shema. Right? So since you hold that it's usher to continue, Nenela, the halacha is that if you stop enough to finish from beginning to end, you have to go back. But I argue on both things. I hold that you didn't have to stop. Since you didn't have to stop, there's no hefsek. But they're dependent one on the other. So even Rabbi Yochanan would hold where you have to stop because of an illness. You couldn't continue, right? You went to the bathroom, and you were mafsik enough to finish from beginning to end. There, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to go back to the beginning. And that's how we're choshish, that in a place where you could have continued, but you decided not to, there's no hefsek. And you don't have to go back to the beginning. In a place where you couldn't continue, there you have to go back to the beginning. Shaila, therefore, by shofar, if you went to the bathroom in between, and you were mafsik, is that same thing as kriyishma? Kriyishma, you can't say in the bathroom, because you blow shofar in the bathroom. So some say the Mishbir Alocha says, why not? Take the note the lulav in a bathroom. Why not? It's only a tashmishe mitzvah. There's no issur bringing a lulav into a bathroom, and shaking it in the bathroom is also not awesome. And the same thing with blowing shofar. Others hold no. Since you have to have kavana, it's like divrei Torah. So you can't be makayim a mitzvah in a bathroom, because it has a din of divrei Torah, at least the kavana for the mitzvah, or it's a bezoyim for the mitzvah. In Rechanami, shofar is only tashmishay mitzvah, it can't be mavazeh to bring into a bathroom to be a zoyah. Nafkamina would be, if you were mafsik, by going to the bathroom, is that something that you couldn't have continued the shofar there? Or you could have, and then the shaila is whether the hefsik is a hefsik or not.
Would it be a different listening to the shofar in the bathroom?
What? Depends if what the reason is. If the reason is because kavan is considered like divrei Torah, then that would be also too. Okay. But if the reason is because of bezoyin, it could be the bezoyin of the mitzvah. It's not bezoyin of the shofar. Bezoyin of the mitzvah. Do a mitzvah in a bathroom is a bezoyin to the mitzvah, not just to the shofar. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Tkiyos ein ma'ak v'su'esu, brachos ein ma'ak v'su'esu. The tkiyos, all year round, where you blow shofar, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Yovel, is not ma'akiv each other, you blow what you know, and brachos are not ma'akiv one or the other. Tkiyos and brachos of Rosh Hashanah v'shiyom ekur ma'akvos. But the tkiyos and brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are ma'akiv. My time, Omer Rabba, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im Lefonei Barash Hashanah, Malchius, Zichronos, the Shofros, Malchios, Kadesh, Tamlichu, Mialechem, Zichronos, Kadesh, Yobel, Lefonei, Zichronechem, Atova, Uvaneh, Beshofer. Since there's a reason why they all go together as a unit, they're ma'ak of each other. You can't do any of them unless you do all of them. See how Rashi learns? Tkios, Ubrachos, the Alma, Kagon, Tanios, Ein Ma'akin, Zuesu, in Birich, Velotaka. So Rashi learns tkios and brachos are ma'akev each other. That you can blow and not say the brachos, or say the brachos and not blow shofar. Each one's independent by a tainus. Right? But by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, mashma from Rashi, that the tkios and brachos are ma'akev. That if you don't blow shofar, then the brachos are meaningless. And if you don't say the brachos, tkios are meaningless. You have to do both. They're ma'akev each other. Tosa says not true. The Maisa, what's it called? Tkiyas and Brachas. The Gemara says, we're going to get to it today probably, that if a person had a choice to go to a place where they said the Brachas, he didn't know the Brachas. He could go to somewhere where they could be Motsiyim in the Brachas. Or somewhere where they're blowing shofar, but they didn't have a Shliach Tzibur to say the Brachas. So Shaila is which way to go, where to go. Mechora, you're not Yotzi either one, according to Rashi. Because you're not Yotzi unless you said the Brachas with the Tkiyas. They're Ma'akiv each other, the way Rashi learns. Gemara says Beferi is not like that. So they answer that lechatchila it's ma'akiv. Or it's ma'akiv in a tzibur. Without a tzibur it's not ma'akiv. Or that if you have both, you have to do both. But if you don't have both, then you could be yotzei one without the other. But if kol zman you're able to do both, and you don't do both, then you're not yotzei. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns ma'akvos doesn't mean each other. Avadei, the brachos yotzei by itself, and the tkiyos yotzei by themselves. Shaila is, if you don't know all the tkiyos, should you blow something? No. You have to do all of them. If you don't do all of them, 3 times 3, you're not yotzei b'chlau. And the same thing goes with the brachos. If you should say malchios or zichronos, you don't say shofros, or any of the other combinations, you're not yotzei. Okay. It comes out, according to Rashi, by tanios, it could be that the brachos are ma'ak of each other. And the tkiyas are ma'akev of each other. They're just, what's it called? Each, the tkiyas, you have to do all of them, or all the brachas. You just don't have to do both brachas and tkiyas. According to Tosfos, even on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to do that. So on Tanios, you don't have to say all the brachas or all the tkiyas. Whatever you know, you do. Okay. Okay. Misha Beirach, v'yachar kach esmanu lo shofar, tokeo meriva tokeo. A person said the brachas, and he didn't have a shofar. And later he got a shofar, so when he gets a shofar, he blows shofar. Time of the lohavile shofar, mikara. That's only because he didn't have a shofar to begin with. Hohavile shofar, mikara, kishomalu, asay the bracha shom. If you have a shofar, you blow the shofar after each of the brachas, after malchios, achronos, and shofros. You don't blow them separately. Rapapa bar Shmuel kom litzluye. Rapapa bar Shmuel got up to say his silent shmon esrei. When I motion to you, blow shofar. That's when I'll be at the end of Malchios, or the end of Zichronos, the end of Shofros. That's when you should blow. The Rashash brings a raya from here that they didn't have the minute to daven out loud on Rosh Hashanah. As it says in Shulchan Aruch, some people have the minute to daven loud. Other people can hear them on Rosh Hashanah, even though normally we don't daven out loud. But Rosh Hashanah, everybody's davening from Machzer, so it doesn't confuse people to hear other people davening. Masha from here, they didn't do that. Otherwise, we'd have to signal to him when he's going to get to the end of Malchus, Zichron, and Shofros, Masha, but they were davening low. Omer le Rava lo Omer ele b'chever ir. So Rava said, no, that was only said in a minyan, with a tzibur. Tanya nami hachi, kshu shoman, shomi al seder abrochos, v'med v'or mamurin b'chever ir. It's only b'tzibur. Ava shalo b'chever ir, shomam al seder, v'shalo al seder brochos. But if there's no tzibur, then you hear the tkiya separate, not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The yachid, okay, one second, just what does that mean, Rashi? Kino here in the loch, v'simen shesiyamti abrocha. When I motion to you, you'll know I finished the brocha, blow shofar. Ela b'chever ir, chaburas tzibur. Ava yachid nevorech es kulo, v'yachar tokeh teshet tkiyos. So shayla what that means. Some learn what it means is that we never blow shofar in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, even if you're davening with a minion, but it's not the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah, then we don't blow shofar. That's our minig. We don't blow shofar in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, even though you're davening with a minion, because the minion's not davening together as a minion with a Shliach Tzibur. Everybody's saying their own Shmoneh Esrei. So in a silent Shmoneh Esrei, you don't blow Lefi the Shmoneh Esrei, you only blow Lefi the Brachos in Tfilas HaTzibur, Tfila of the Shliach Tzibur. And others learn, no, it means that if you're not davening with a Tzibur in home, then you don't blow shofar in your silent Shmoneh Esrei. But if you're davening Tfila B'Tzibur, Tfila B'Lachash, with a minion, then Taki you blow even in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. That's mostly Sfaradim do like that. That they blow even in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, because the mice are davening with a minion. But if you learn that it's not a minion that makes a difference, it's the tefillas HaTzibur, tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur, then you only blow in the Chazaras HaShatz. Okay. Let's finish up till the two thirds. The Yochid Shalotoka Chavero Tokeyalo. If a person doesn't know how to blow shofar, somebody else can blow it for you. And the pashtis, which means the mitzvah is not the tekiah. Because the mitzvah of the tekiah, how could I be yotze with somebody else's tekiah? It's a mitzvah shebegufo. It's like trying to be yotze with somebody else's tefillin that he puts on his arm. Or somebody else is eating matzah. Eat matzah for me. The mitzvah would be blowing the shofar. I'm not blowing it. Right? But if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, then somebody else can blow and I'll hear. And that's how most Rishonim learn. The mitzvah is the shmia. And therefore, somebody else can blow shofar for you, and all you have to do is hear. The yochid shlo birach ein chaverum mevorech olav. But somebody who doesn't know the brachas, somebody else can't be motzi him in those brachas. We're going to discuss later when, why not, and when yes. Mitzvah betoken yoshem in amavorechim. The mitzvah is there's a greater mitzvah to hear the tzkiyas than to hear the brachas. If you don't know the brachas, you can only be yotzei one. Better to be yotzei the tzkiyas and the brachas. Ketzot, shtei ayoros, b'achas tokin, b'achas mevorchim. The two cities, one has a shliach tzibur who knows the brachos, but they have no shofar, and the other one has a shofar, but they don't have a shliach tzibur who knows the brachos, and the people, then you don't know the brachos. So you need somebody to be motzi you. Holchim l'makom shetokin, vein holchim l'makom shemevorchim. You go to the place where they blow shofar and not the place where they make the brachas. Pshita, ha-deraisa, ha-derabanan. The brachas are only the rabbanan. And tkiya shofar is the deraisa. So of course you go to the place where you yotzei the mitzvah deraisa, not the mitzvah derabanan. Lo tzricha da'afagav da'ho'vadeh va'asafik. No. If you go to the place where they're saying the brachas, you surely hear the brachas. But there's a safik where they have a shofar in the other city or not. So still, even misafik, you should go to the city where at least there's a safik, you'll be yotzi the raisa, then you'll vade be yotzi the rabbanit. And it's impossible to do both. You go this place, you won't be able to go to the other place before the day's over, and vice versa. The ha vade va hasafik vade hulo shim yelech etzlam mevorchim yimtze shom asora v'yispal shatz v'yosi anu yudei chavasa. Right? If you go to the place where they're making the brachas, there'll be a minion and there'll be a shliach tzibur and he'll be motzi you in the brachas. Right? The im yelech etzlat tokim. If you go to the place where they have a shofar, shema kvarom duvahoch leveso. Maybe they went home already. You know for sure there's a shofar there, but you're not sure if you're going to make it on time to be yotze with somebody blowing for you. So what's it called? Better to go to the place where there's a sofik that you'll be yotze in mitzvah d'oraisa than a place where you'll vade be yotze in mitzvah d'rabbanan.